Mission Network News 4 to half minute version, Monday, July 19th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Pakistan considers overturning its blasphemy laws. The wife of a slain missionary in India has left the country. And the Passion of the Christ is a hit in the Muslim world. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Pakistan headlines today's news as the government is considering repealing its blasphemy laws. Most Christians are enthusiastic about this turn of events. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Muller, says this would be a huge answer to prayer in this Islamic republic, as Christians aren't treated very well.
Christians don't share in the general rights of the population of Pakistan who are Islamic. And so from education to employment to just basic religious liberties, Christians are harassed, sometimes arrested, and even killed.
Muller believes international politics may have caused the Musharraf government to propose the measure, which has been tabled by the National Assembly. Muller is asking Christians to pray that Pakistani believers would be encouraged.
Encouraged to stand more boldly for their faith. Encouraged that the world hasn't forgotten them. And encouraged that they might have an impact in literally bringing their country of Pakistan to the Lord.
No word on when the proposal would be considered. Meanwhile, Gladys Staines, the wife of slain missionary Graham Staines, is leaving India. Reports indicate Staines is leaving temporarily to accompany her daughter Esther to medical school in Australia. David DeGroat of Mission India is there and was in Orissa when the announcement was made. He says locals were sad, but says Graham Staines' ministry impact will live on.
He was instrumental in starting 21 churches. The local people that are inspired by him have started now very close to 30 churches. And in fact, they say this, as a result of the murder and subsequent persecution, things have expanded as far as the gospel goes.
One of Mission India's church planting students was the star witness in the Staines murder. Because of his character, he's now considered a respected leader in his community. DeGroat says his testimony with the Hindu community has been profound.
They absolutely know he's a Christian. And even the Hindus are coming to him now for counseling and so forth.
He needs prayer support as death threats have accompanied his testimony. You're listening to Mission Network News. Anti-Semitism accusations have been luring many Muslims to the theaters in the Middle East. Films from the West with religious overtones are generally banned by Muslim leaders, but The Passion of the Christ is different. The film is receiving an exceptionally warm welcome in Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, and Egypt. One Christian reported The Passion was released in Qatar, and in 2 short hours, more Qataris heard the gospel than he's reached in the history of his ministry. Next, as vacation Bible schools are being held all over the United States, one rural church in Michigan took it on the road. Ann Bishop is brand new with Mission Network News. She handles our short-term mission trips on our website. She was a sponsor, joining the youth from her home church, the First Baptist Church of St. John's.
We did VBS for an inner-city church daycare every morning. We went to different organizations to help serve food in homeless shelters, men's shelters. We prepared meals for the elderly.
Bishop says this was truly a cross-cultural experience for the team. She says as teams go on short-term trips, there's one thing to remember.
If they can just see one person, Jesus, and all of us, that it can be more coherent in the ministry that they have.
While no children came to Christ during their time away, Bishop believes seeds of the gospel were planted. And HBI Global Partners needs your support to help reach the lost in Rajasthan, India, for Christ. $300 a year can equip regional leaders to reach out to others in their culture and share Christ. The ministry is having a positive impact. One man shared of his encounter with a pastor in which the plan of salvation was shared and his life was drastically changed. After specialized training, he now has a desire to help equip others so together they can reach every village in Rajasthan with the gospel. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work with AIDS orphans in Africa and their efforts to share the gospel with them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.